Super Bowl 50 is just weeks away, but security preparations have been going on for more than 2 years. That's when Santa Clara, California's Levi's Stadium won the Super Bowl bid, and planning began for the week-long celebration throughout the Bay Area. Beth Willon from Here and Now contributor KQED reports that recent terrorist attacks have added even more pressure to make sure the security is as airtight as possible.
On game day, the parking lot outside Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, is serious 49ers territory. Before the game, hundreds of tailgating fans are gearing up for one of the last hurrahs for the 49ers season. The team is not going to the playoffs this year. Soon, the National Football League will take over the stadium to make final preparations for Super Bowl 50. And security is priority number one.
The parking lot I'm standing in, filled with tailgaters eating and playing football and listening to music, it's going to be altered. The secured perimeter, now very close to the stadium, that's going to be pushed much farther back into the parking lot, and it's where ticket holders will be walking through the stadium's magnetometers. They're the same metal detectors you walk through at airports.
Tailgater Tim Chandler knows security will be intense for the Super Bowl, especially after the terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. But he has Super Bowl tickets and says nothing is going to stop him from going to the game with his mother, Jackie, who passed on her passion for football to her son years ago.
It's bigger than Christmas.
Yeah, it's the Taj Mahal of football. So it was at the top of my bucket list, being such a huge football fan for 30-some years.
Ladies and gentlemen, the colors for this evening's game will be displayed by members of the USS Cole.
Starting with the 2002 game in New Orleans, every Super Bowl since the 9/11 attacks has had the highest level security rating. Super Bowl 50 will have what's called SEER 1. That means security will be mostly paid for and staffed by federal agencies along with local and state law enforcement. The NFL says SEER 1 is one step away from the security provided for a presidential inauguration. Al Guido, chief operating officer for the 49ers and Levi's Stadium, says security plans have been upgraded since Paris and San Bernardino.
There's no question the recent attacks have heightened security and certainly made us make sure that we're as buttoned up as we possibly can.
And that will be abundantly clear to anyone with a ticket to the Super Bowl. Jim Mercurio, the general manager of the 49ers at Levi's Stadium, says law enforcement will be visible in a big way.
As you arrive in the parking lot, you'll see security. As you walk to the entry gates of the facility, you'll see them on the concourses. You'll see them on the field. You'll see them in the tunnels. You'll see them on the streets.
5 yard gain on the play. Second and five at the 15-yard line.
During regular 49ers games like this one against the Cincinnati Bengals, Guido says training drills have been happening inside Levi's Stadium for months.
We've had Homeland Security, the FBI, the military do best worst-case scenarios, planning, right, activation training. So this is a major event, and we know it.
Airspace over Levi's Stadium will also be restricted during the game. On a normal day, the stadium is in the direct flight path of San Jose International Airport. Security is a staggering undertaking because Super Bowl 50 isn't confined to one city. There will be large-scale events and high-level security in San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland. The Super Bowl Host Committee headquarters in San Francisco is a busy place these days. President and CEO Keith Bruce says that's because Super Bowl 50 will be larger than any in recent memory.
And what's happening in San Francisco at Super Bowl City and at NFL Experience at Moscone Center, the real estate, just the sheer scale of the Bay Area, does make it more challenging in terms of just making sure that security resources are in place.
That will be the job of Homeland Security, the FBI, ICE, the National Guard, and local law enforcement. They're keeping a tight lid on their security preparations and will not give out any specifics.
Third and 15 at the 15-yard line.
Fans like Tim Chandler say they have full confidence in law enforcement's preparations to keep his family and friends safe. He plans to be at the Super Bowl because, for him, it's more than a big football game.
It's more about family than anything, because it's something I grew up with as a little kid. You know, we had a Monday night football tradition.
And keeping those traditions, he says, will always eclipse any fears of terrorism. For Here and Now, I'm Beth Willon in San Jose.
And one more note about Super Bowl 50. The Beehive is rejoicing today. That's what they call Beyonce's fan club, because Beyonce is back. It was announced today that she will be joining Coldplay for the Super Bowl halftime show. Beyonce was the headliner of Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans in 2013. That was the one where the power went.
I was just going to say, I wonder if the lights will go out.
I hope not again this year. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.